Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. It's Sunday, June 7th, and this week covered six episodes across history, markets, science, and sports, and a lot of them ended up being about the same thing. It's how the version of events you see from the outside is almost never the full picture. So here's what to take into Monday. We started the week asking why summer feels shorter every year, which felt right since June had just started. The answer comes down to two things. First, each year is a smaller fraction of your total life as you age, so it registers as proportionally less significant. But the bigger factor is memory. Your brain records novel experiences in high detail and compresses routine into almost nothing. Childhood summers feel infinite because everything was a first. Adult summers disappear because most days look like the ones before them. The practical fix is novelty, new experiences, new places, and really anything that forces your brain out of autopilot and gives it something worth tagging as a distinct memory. Tuesday was heavy. The Indian Citizenship Act was signed on June 2nd, 1924, and most Americans have never heard of it. The United States existed for 148 years before it declared Native American citizens. Before that, the Dawes Act of 1887 had broken up tribal lands into individual parcels and opened the surplus to white settlers, costing Native nations about 90 million acres. When citizenship finally came, it didn't include voting rights. Arizona and New Mexico didn't let Native Americans vote until 1948. And some tribes didn't want U.S. citizenship at all, because they were sovereign nations and accepting citizenship threatened that status. Today, 574 federally recognized tribes exist as sovereign entities within the U.S., which is why tribal casinos operate outside state gambling laws and why pipeline disputes like Standing Rock become constitutional crises. Wednesday, we looked at something most people interact with every day without thinking about, their stock portfolio. The S&P 500 had just closed above 7,600 for the first time, and every headline said record highs. The detail underneath it, though, is that only 20 of the 500 companies in the index were actually at all-time highs. AI stocks now account for roughly 45% of the total market cap, and if you strip them out, the market has actually barely moved since February of this year. Companies are posting record revenue, but then cutting tens of thousands of jobs in the same quarter. The market and the labor market are telling two different stories. Though, Friday's jobs report pushed back on that a little bit, with 172,000 jobs added in May, which is actually double what economists expected. On Thursday, we covered a topic that we've been waiting to cover for a while. It's called emergence, which is the idea that complex behavior can arise from simple rules followed by individuals with no central coordination. We used phantom traffic jams as the entry point, the ones where you sit in traffic for 20 minutes, finally get through, and then find nothing there that was blocking everything. Well, a 2008 experiment in Japan put 22 cars on a circular track and watched a jam form from nothing in under just a minute. It was just created by tiny speed fluctuations, amplifying through the chain of drivers behind. The same principle explains how starling flocks move without a leader. Each bird follows three rules, and the flock produces intelligence none of them possess alone. And also, we talked about how ant colonies can find the shortest path to food through random wandering and chemical trails, and how stock markets crash without any one single person selling first. Remember, this is emergence. And the connection to Wednesday's market episode was direct, because nobody decided the market should be concentrated in 20 stocks. Millions of individual decisions produced that pattern the same way 22 cars on a track produced a traffic jam. Friday was the Enhanced Games, which sounded like a comedy sketch but was very real and very well funded. Peter Thiel backed a one-day sporting event in Las Vegas where athletes could use testosterone, HGH, and stimulants under medical supervision, with a $1 million bonus for any world record broken. Only one record actually fell, which was in the 50-meter freestyle. Three clean athletes won their events, including Fred Curley in the 100 meters, who ran 9.97 seconds without any enhancement, while the doped sprinters couldn't beat him. The company behind the games is publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange, and its real business is selling testosterone and supplements to consumers. The competition was actually just a marketing event for a hormone therapy company. The sprint times were the ad, and the stock ticker was the actual product. Saturday was D-Day. 82 years ago from yesterday, June 6th, 156,000 Allied soldiers crossed the English Channel and invaded Nazi-occupied France in the largest military operation in history. The episode covered why the war was happening, how the Allies used inflatable tanks, fake radio traffic, and a network of double agents to convince Hitler that the invasion was coming at Calais instead of Normandy, and the series of failures on the German side that made the invasion succeed. Rommel, who was an officer, had gone home to give his wife birthday shoes, and Hitler was asleep when the Panzer divisions needed authorization to counterattack, but nobody would wake him because they were too scared. About 4,400 Allied soldiers died that day. The war ended less than a year later, and the generation that was there is almost gone. That was the week. Six episodes from summer memory to D-Day, connected by the gap between how things look on the surface and what's actually happening underneath. See you tomorrow, and stay informed, stay curious, and have a great Sunday.